And what a wonderful day today. How could you be anything but saying what a wonderful world? Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, as we always are here on every Wednesday between 12 and 2. First of all, I've got an interview coming up in a minute. I'll introduce a lady to you, and then between 1 and 2 we've got another one, which we're going to which will be with Greg Carrick, our president of our Committee of Management. I want to talk to Greg over a number of issues. But anyway, it's my pleasure to introduce Judith Maestri. She's an AEM, so she's a lady who knows what she's talking about. And when you want to find out something, which we wanted to find out about Probus, we went to the South Pacific chairman. So we can't do much higher than that. Welcome, Judith. Now, something's wrong here. You're not coming through. I know what the problem is. Just talk to yourself for half a tick and I can see what our problem is. It's a lot better if I connect the machine, isn't it? Otherwise, I'll be sitting here talking to myself. But you're listening to Music Memories, Music Memories and More with Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. We've just had a little bit of a problem here with the laptop. That's it, I think. It's popped out, Greg. Oh, we're going really well for a start here this afternoon. Judith, yeah. That's better. Judith, we're not normally...
Can you hear me, Alan?
I can hear you loud and clear now.
Wonderful.
And you're going to wear, so everything's
Thank
right.
Thank you. Great to be with you today.
Right now.
In the beautiful Yarra Valley.
Oh, it's terrific down here today, let me tell you. Judith, first of all, we want to know what Probus is all about. So can you give us just a quick little précis on what Probus is all about? I believe it's for retired business people, but it might not be. So you tell us, please.
Not at all. Probus is a worldwide organisation, and in fact, we have Probus clubs, as I said, throughout the world. So Canada, the United States, UK. It originated in the United Kingdom, and it came about from Rotary. And Rotarians retired, and to begin with, it was an all-male club.
So was Rotary.
Yes, I know. I remember well. And so that's where it started. It was founded in the South Pacific in 48 years ago. First club in the South Pacific was in New Zealand, and in Australia 46 years ago. So we've got a couple of golden anniversaries coming up.
Good, yep.
So, yes, very exciting. And so it's men and women. Some clubs are all male, some clubs are all female, but the majority are men and women. So originally Probus was professional and business, yep. But these days certainly it's everyone. It's anyone that's a retiree or a semi-retiree that are looking to enjoy life. So we're all about fun and friendship and fellowship. And it's really, it's a social club. So we meet once a month with, often with a guest speaker, and we have a whole range of activities going on throughout the year and every month, special interest groups. There might be a mahjong group or bushwalking group or a photography group. Each club is different. Each club's autonomous. We don't raise any money.
I was just going to say that.
You'll realise we don't do any fundraising.
Yep.
We call it fundraising. So, but it's a great way to make new friends. And a lot of people find out when they retire that their main source of social interaction was with the people they work with. And once they stop working, they think, well, what am I going to do now? So there's Probus clubs. There's 1,600 clubs across Australia. And quite a few in your area down there in Victoria. And, of course, we've got over 100,000 members in Australia.
True.
And it's a lot, and it's a wonderful community. So True. We're all volunteers, and we've got a board of directors. And all the directors are volunteers. We've got an office in Sydney in Parramatta, and they provide all the support and information for the clubs all over Australia. So, yes, it's a wonderful organisation. I've been a member now for 9 years. I heard a radio interview, and they were saying that they planned on forming a new Probus Club if people were interested to come along to this morning team meeting. And 160 people turned up. So on the spot, they formed two brand new clubs, and that's what I'm seeing going on around Australia. Of course, after the pandemic, people are really anxious to get back into meeting other people and spending time with like-minded people. It's a wonderful way to do that, and as I said, to make new friends.
Judith, one of the things that I've talked about on this station, on this show, for probably the last few years is social isolation, because what you said is true, that often people retire and they find that a lot of their friends have disappeared because their workmates don't catch up with them. But there's another group of people that I think are particularly at risk, and that is the lady who's the widow, because often that she did a lot of things with her husband. They did them together. They both retired, and I know particularly one case where they bought the caravan. They were going to do a round Australia trip, and they're going to do all these trips. And they started off on the first trip, and the husband took sick, and they came home, and he died. Now, a lot of those women, their friendships were often the husband's friendships through work and all that. And so all of a sudden they find themselves with just nothing to do.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I'd estimate, in fact, I'm fairly certain that our membership is about 62% of our members are women, and quite a number of those ladies who are single ladies that have been widowed or for other reasons. Mm. And so they make this wonderful discovery of meeting all these fantastic new friends. And they're meeting with not only other single ladies but other couples as well with similar interest. So it's just such a non-judgmental, welcoming atmosphere for everyone. They can turn up at a club, and I suggest that people go along to a couple of clubs and just find out which one suits them best and which club's got the activities and the interest groups that interest them. So it's I'm also getting contact from a lot of younger people that are saying, asking questions about where the nearest Probus Club is, because their dad has just retired and he's driving their mother crazy.
I've heard those stories too.
So it's fulfilling a lot of roles for a lot of people.
Judith, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
I'll be the less conversation, a little more action, please. Yarra Valley FM 99.1, baby.
And welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And I'm talking to Judith, and she's the chairman of the Probus, and she's the South Pacific chairman, so we can't talk much higher than that. Judith, I guess one of the other things, and we were talking about social isolation before we went to that break, I guess when you have your monthly meeting, when it's in a particular area, I guess one of the other the things that make it a bit better is that, and we're talking about maybe people that are widowed or widowers and that, I guess it's not only the Probus and the special interest groups, but when they walk down the street, all of a sudden they've got a whole lot of new people they might run into too, haven't they?
Well, it is, and it's all about community, Alan, as your radio station is as well. And it's community connections, yep. And that grows. And what we're finding is that many of our members are becoming very conscious of this. So they're inviting along friends and neighbours to the Probus Club so that they can make some new connections within their own local community. And that's what it's all about.
That's terrific.
So it's wonderful.
Judith, now I know that you held a meeting down here in Wandon because we promoted it. That's how I got the idea to get you on. We were doing community announcements for you. What happened there, and what's the chances of a club starting in Wandon?
Chances are very good. We had a terrific response thanks to the support of Yarra Valley FM. And unfortunately, on the day, the weather was appalling. It was absolutely bucketing with rain. And just to describe it, I guess it put a dampener on the meeting. But we're very confident that it's going to go ahead, and a new club will be formed. And so there's new club formations going on all over Australia at the moment. But certainly a resurgence in Victoria, because with the amount of time, I think it was a world record for lockdown.
Oh, don't tell me about it. We were in it.
Oh, I know. And so people are now certainly realising the importance of that face-to-face contact and catching up with friends, because our activities aren't just confined, as I said, to a once-a-month meeting with a guest speaker. We have things going on all the time. So people are meeting for coffee. We have maybe a book club, maybe a mahjong group, maybe all sorts of things. And so people are catching up, and large and small groups. And it's just just the most wonderful way to create a new social life for yourself.
Judith, I want to get back to Wandon just for a minute if I can. What sort of timeline, if that club does go ahead, would you expect to see the club up and running?
I'm hoping in the next 2 months, but yep. Given how close Christmas is, yep. Now, I'd think it'd be early New Year, and certainly we'll provide you with an update, Alan, on what's going to happen, and you might be kind enough to pass that on to your listeners, and they might be able to pass that on to their friends and neighbours, yep. Too. So sure of a big welcome if you turn up at a Probus Club.
Yeah, if you send those details to me, I'll make sure that we promote it, because we promoted it quite heavily for
yes.
That one. Now, the other thing too, and you've sort of just covered it quite adequately, but these programs that you're talking about, like Mahjong and all that, are they part of that meeting day, or do they meet on other days? Are they separate little entities, yes. By themselves?
They're separate. And sometimes people host an activity in their own home, or it might be a local library, or it might be in a local community centre. So each club, because they're autonomous, it's really up to the members what they're interested in doing.
Yep.
And then those members tend to help organise these special interest activities. Yep. So, for example, for the past 7 years, I've coordinated a group of people. I've been teaching them to make jewellery. So there's been women from five surrounding Probus clubs that have attended that on once a month. And then what happens is those women show other women what their craft skills are as well. So it's shared activities, and it's people providing some insight and some knowledge about their specialist skills and areas of interest. So it's very much sharing.
Judith, apart from these, perhaps at people's homes or meeting other places, do you have other sort of outdoor activities, maybe walking or going to the theatre as groups? Or do you have any of those sorts of programs?
All of that. We have walking groups. In fact, during the colder months, some of our clubs were meeting at shopping centres and walking around doing the circuits of the shopping centres, because it was undercover and it was all even walking, and then meeting for a cup of coffee afterwards. So there's that. There's bushwalking groups. And most clubs have an outing at least once a month where I've been to places I never would have dreamt of going. And you've got a committee within the club, and they come up with interesting outings. Sometimes we might go on a coach, sometimes we carpool. And then quite a lot of the clubs on an annual basis do an interstate, and some of them even an overseas trip. So I would think that once a week there'd be a Probus club on Norfolk Island having a holiday and visiting. Sure. So, and it's a great way for single people, as you mentioned earlier, to go on a holiday or a trip with friends, and it's all organised and you're with a great group of people.
Judith, if you join, we'll say the Wandon Club, if it comes up, are you then a bit like Rotary, can go to any Probus club if you're on holidays and that, or do you just stick with your own club?
No. And you can look up on our website what clubs are nearby, what days they meet and where they meet. And it's just a matter of sending a message off to the contact at that club and say, I'd like to be able to attend your meeting next Tuesday or in 3 weeks' time, and just let them know. An interesting one for you, Alan, is I was contacted. I belong to a club called Paddington, and we were contacted by a gentleman who was visiting from the UK, and he'd been a member of Probus in the UK for 40 years, and he came along to our meeting. He's 101. And he's out here in Australia having a holiday. Terrific. And he's visited my club on three occasions now, and they've just made him so welcome and feeling just so much a part of it all. And he's fantastic. He's telling us all his experiences during the Second World War, and he was captured by the Germans and sent off to a gulag. And this man is just amazing. And that's the sort of people I love meeting.
Absolutely. I've just got to take another quick break, Judith, and we'll be back with more.
Just to you, my heart, I'll give.
how many people picked that singer. It's a singer that normally was the rock and roll, and you'd expect to hear him really rocking on with some really raucous songs. But that was the great Johnny O'Keefe. I wouldn't have picked him. And just a quick reminder, Matt Shore is on this Sunday night between 6 and 8 p.m. with the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. Judith, just have a listen to this. I found this on our computer.
Bored in retirement? Join Probus. If you want more out of retirement, join your local Probus Club and start having fun with like-minded people. Probus Clubs are non-fundraising and purely social, so all they do is concentrate on enjoying retirement. There are hundreds of Probus Clubs, with new ones opening almost every month. So find a Probus Club near you today by visiting probussouthpacific.org or calling 1300 630 488. Probus.
Didn't realise we had that on our computer.
Oh, you've got everything.
Yeah, well, I'll play that a bit now.
I'm very impressed, yes. It's we've had wonderful support out of our friends in the media, yeah. And we're very grateful. So I've just, while we were listening to Johnny O'Keefe, I just did some checking and I'm just waiting for some information to come through. We are having a meeting in December. For the new club.
For the one.
As soon as I get a date and a place, I'll let you know, Alan.
Yeah, let me know, and I'd be really keen to do that. Judith, you've probably told me part of the question I was going to ask you. What's your oldest member in Australia, and what's your youngest member? Just to get an age group, an idea of the age groups involved in Probus.
I honestly don't know the oldest member, but I would think it'd be late 90s.
Right.
In terms of the youngest, I think the youngest, the youngest member we've had, and he was semi-retired, was 47.
Semi-retired at 47?
Yeah, semi-retired at 47, and he was at a bit of a loose end, so he ended up just loving it and helping organise all sorts of activities and special interest groups with the club he belonged to. So I generally I think the average age is 60s, 70s, but because some clubs have been going in Australia for 40 years, yeah. Their membership may be a lot older. The younger clubs, the newer form clubs, yeah. Tend to have younger members, of course.
Sure.
And people are retiring younger these days.
Absolutely. Judith, I've got to go just quickly. I've had a few announcements pop up that I need to get rid of a few, so I'll be back in about 3 minutes. Judith?
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Love.
a town crier is an everlasting love. Judith, just on another matter, you can hear me when I'm trying to talk to you off air, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I can't hear you at all. But anyway, that's not a problem. As long as we can hear you while we're on air, that's the main thing. Judith, we'll just before we go off at about 5 to 1, I'll get you to give people all the details how to contact Probus. And so there's still another meeting to come up for Wandon. Is that to actually form the club or what would the meeting in December be?
That's to gauge people's interest.
Yep.
I believe in most instances the club will be formed at that meeting. Yep. So if people have got an interest in being on the committee or being part of the formation of the new club. Well, no, because very often people have got skills that they haven't used for a while. Mm. And, you know, they may have had they might be interested in being the club treasurer. None of it's onerous. I mean, the whole thing's so relaxed. As I said, it's a social club. Yep. So, you know, someone will take the minutes of a meeting and the management committee of the club gets together once a month, and it's friendly and it's relaxed.
All right.
So I'm going to get details about this new club sent through to you, yep, about this next meeting, and I would think, and those people that join the club, they become foundation members of the club as well. So yes, it's maybe if people could grab a pencil and pen, as you said. A little later, I can give some contact details,
both
the website and phone numbers.
Yep.
So
Judith, just I don't want to cut across you, but we are starting to run out of time, unfortunately. So, on your monthly meeting, what happens? Like, do you have a business meeting, or do you have a guest speaker every time, or what happens at your formal monthly meeting?
We gather, and there's a brief meeting that the president of the club addresses, and there's some reports from committees.
Yep.
Then we normally have a morning tea so we can all get together and have a chat, yep, and have a cup of tea, and then we have a guest speaker. So yep, those guest speakers range every imaginable topic and interest, and there's someone in the club that goes out and finds those guest speakers. Yep. And so, yes, as I said, not only have I been to places I never would have been to, I've heard guest speakers talking about topics that I would never have come into contact with. So
and that's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, it enriches your life.
All right, Judith, I've just got to take a quick break. I've got to get rid of this last break. And then I'll be back and we'll give the details and we'll wind it up.
retirement? Join Probus. If you want more out of retirement, join your local Probus Club and start having fun with like-minded people. Probus Clubs are non-fundraising and purely social, so all they do is concentrate on enjoying retirement. There are hundreds of Probus Clubs, with new ones opening almost every month. So find a Probus Club near you today by visiting probussouthpacific.org or calling 1300 630 488. Probus.
I'm glad I found that, Judith.
I am too. Yeah. I'm very pleased.
Well, I'm on every Wednesday, so I'll play that from time to time as well. Judith, Good. Well, we've come to all to crunch. We've talked to nearly an hour. I was just thinking while that music was on, you say that none of these jobs are very onerous anyway, but it'd be terrific if we had a retired accountant or a retired bank manager. I mean, they'd make an ideal treasurer for you and either a lady or a man that was involved in administration, they'd be a ripper for doing the administration side of it, wouldn't they, a secretary in that?
Alan, I've got the details of the this next meeting for the new club, yep. The Wandon Probus Club.
Go for it.
The meeting's going to be at the Seville Public Hall at 590 Warburton Highway, Seville.
Yeah, we know the
and
public hall.
It's court. Going to be on Wednesday, December 14th. From 10 a.m. to
hang on,
noon.
Hang on, I'm trying to write down Wednesday, December 14th.
No, we'll send it to you.
Yeah.
But it's Wednesday, the 14th of December,
yep.
From 10 a.m. till noon at yep. The Seville Public Hall.
Yeah, we know that's just down the road. From
yes.
Here. It's not all that far
and,
down the road.
And I'll give you a phone number in a moment, and if people are interested, they can contact our office in Sydney. It's a
it's a
free 1300 phone number.
Sorry, it was a 1300.
Yes, the number, if people are interested, is 1300 630 488.
Right, so it's 1300 630 488. Now,
correct.
Before they want to find out a bit more before they make the call. So what's your website, please, Judith?
The website is Probus South Pacific, all one word, P-R-O-B-U-S,
yeah.
South Pacific, S-O-U-T-H-P-A-C-I-F-I-C.org.
All in lowercase, the Pacific?
All in lowercase,
yep.
That's right.
You want to give that
and
to
And you'll
us
get
again,
all the information you want about Probus.
Can you give us that website again? I spoke over you a bit, please.
Okay. It's Probus South Pacific, all one word, lowercase, .org.
No AU, just .org.
No, just .org.
All right. So I know you said you've got a lot of people in Australia. How many worldwide, Judith, do you know?
Australia accounts for about a third of the worldwide membership. So we there's a group called Probus Global, and they meet online. Well, for us in Australia, it's very late at night.
I'll bet.
Yeah. So the Canadians seem to be managing that. But they're connecting up with clubs in Belgium and France and, as I said, the UK. There's clubs in India. There's clubs everywhere. So my understanding is that worldwide there's probably just there's between 300 to half a million members worldwide.
Sorry.
But, of course, that's been impacted by the pandemic as well. So we're in a stage of rebuilding now, so we're looking forward to welcoming new members into clubs, and so I'm sure there's many of your listeners to Yarra Valley FM that may have an interest in coming along and finding out what it's all about.
So it sounds good to me. The other thing is too, I guess a lot of people are starting to get back to world travel. They're pretty game if you ask me, but anyway, that's just my opinion at the moment. So I guess it's also a good way to meet other people in other countries, isn't it? If you're in the UK or something, look up the local Probus Club and go and say hello to them. Like the 101-year-old man did for your club.
Yes, yeah, and he's extended his holiday here in Australia. He was staying with his daughter at nearby, so he found a local Probus Club. So Then he cancelled his return trip home and has stayed for 6 months instead of staying for a month because he was having so much fun visiting the local Probus Club. So
that's terrific.
It's great.
Judith, unfortunately, I've got to get going or in about 3/4 minute because I can't be late for the news. But first of all, thank you for letting us coming on today and being with us. The second thing is that for people who are listening, the Seville Public Hall on Wednesday, December the 14th, 10 a.m. till noon. I'll get Greg later on to do a community service announcement so we can promote that quite heavily. And your phone number again, please, Judith.
1-300-630-488.
Judith, I wish you well. I hope the
thanks, Alan.
I hope the meeting down there in Seville goes extremely well. And once you get the branch up and running, if you let me know who the president is or somebody, we'll get them in and we'll be able to talk about how this new branch is going. So I guess.
Well, I think they'd love to have you as a guest speaker, Alan.
I'm not sure about that. You're very kind. I'm not sure how they go with that. But anyway, thank you very much for your time, Judith.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.